Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening and welcome to your one and only sex show. I remain the hot, pretty, sexy, mother of two, wife, the one and only sex goddess you'll ever find in the land. Yes. Tonight we're talking about why men actually have a problem cuddling after sleep. Like after sex, all they just do is just sleep. I really don't understand, yeah? So tonight, I'm coming out for all my women. We know as they take vest for this kind of thing, like, we are done, we just want to touch, you know, we want to tell you, oh, thank you for all you did, oh, this was nice, you know, the head was great, and yeah. Very annoying, right? Anyway, if you're just joining, this is The Sex Show, and I am so spiced for sex goddess. You know, I was born through sex, I live for sex, and hey, I'm gonna keep having sex till the very end. Mm-hmm. Anyway, before I go on a break to bring in my guest, do not waste time. Please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice on Instagram, and also follow me at Sex Toys with Soul Spice. Yeah, and don't forget to follow this TV station, the only TV station that brings sex to your TV screen. Yeah, and this is Pop Central. And hey, like I always say, during the show, please, I'm going to beg, no sex. Yeah, do not have sex. For those who are done with children, if you have sex, you're going to get pregnant. For everyone who keeps having sex during my show, please hold on till I'm done, and then I can help put you in the mood to get down, to get freaky. Anyway, tonight you're going to be fingering, drilling, penetrating, and hey, putting all this information into your mind about sex. Do call your friend, your sister, your family, your boyfriend, your dad, your pastor, your imam, side chick. Let them know that Soul Spice the Sex Goddess is here to stay. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, tonight we're talking about men and sleep. Yeah. Why do men find it hard to cuddle? And why do men actually sleep after sex? Like, why do most of them snore? Jesus. Very annoying, right? Anyway, tonight with me, I've got two hot people in the studio. Now, the guy is handsome. He's married. But why is it a problem that a woman can't even marry more than one man in this part of the world? Like, sometimes I just feel like it's easier for me to like have four men in the house. One that would clean, one that would be in the bedroom for tonight, the other tomorrow, the other is cooking. You know that kind of life. Now, as a sex girl, I should have many of them. But hey, they won't allow. Even the man I'm married to will not share stinginess. Anyway, his name is Olaleko Feyintola. He's an actor and an MC. Welcome, fine boy.
Thank you so much, Soul Spice.
I love your lips, actually.
But you can't kiss it.
I never said I wanted to. I just said I like.
And you can't have it.
Duh. Like I care. Anyway, she's hot, she's pretty, she's a wife. But the issue I have with women nowadays is, wives of nowadays don't behave like wives anymore. You don't see them tied to wrappers or wear blouse or tie. These ones, they do pass side chick. She's a wife and a side chick to her husband. Her name is Ireti. Sex Talk with Ireti. Welcome.
Hey, Soul Spice.
Hey, baby.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You know, it makes you feel so good. Okay, let's get down to business. So tonight we're talking about men. So actually, this night we are here to dish them. Mm-hmm. Them. So I just need to bring one of you. So it's not like, you know, we are saying it behind you. Let's say it in front of you. So bros. So let me start with this. It's sex. Why are you laughing now? Do you want
because
to...
Because I'm going
to
defend the guys out there.
Do you want to come?
To defend you guys.
Do you want to come? They are shaking. I saw you shake now.
I'll process.
So you're still in the romance process. Okay. Tonight's the night of threesome. Let's see who gets tired first. Yeah. So, let me find out. Is sex hard work to men?
No. Well, it depends.
Oh, yeah. I should listen too. Let's go.
It depends. Okay, look at it from this angle. make I talk now for pigeon, it was sweet. Well,
anyhow, tap
off. Imagine, say, you come out from morning, mm-hmm. come back for night.
Mm-hmm.
They can't serve you eba with light, with celebrity.
Hmm? That's very soft. Hard,
very soft eba. With correct affan. So, we carry shallow. So, when they don't come on time, everything is
all right.
We put more shaki and door and good meat with soft way. Well.
Hmm.
We cold pure water, whatever water, anyone. They can't serve you. You can't chop that food finish as a man.
Hmm.
You chop better food. What you chop and finish? What's it remain?
I don't know. You go and walk out.
They can't on AC.
On top of your head.
On top of your head.
No, sorry, on top of your blockers.
They can't on AC. You can't open up like this.
And it's okay when you eat it naked. And the business name. Glare.
But this is not waiting for me. Now sleep. Sweet sleep.
So are you saying sex is a chore or it's heavy? It's a job to you guys?
It depends. It depends.
So sometimes?
Sometimes. It depends. Okay, for instance, now let me put it this way. When I'm tired, I want to have sex. When I'm extremely tired, I want to have sex.
When you're tired?
Yes.
Okay.
When I'm tired, I want to have sex. Because at that point, when I have sex, when I'm tired, I sleep well.
So you use us as the finishing process to sleep faster?
No.
Oh yeah.
The more reason why we are married. The more reason why
it's for you to be climbing us every time.
The more reason why there should be understanding between us.
Mm.
The more reason why we should be able to communicate well.
Mm.
And it's not something I will jump at immediately I get home. No. Babes, Alpha, you don't dare observe it. Okay. Am I tired? Because you're
tired, say, I'll tell you
because
sorry.
Because you know, say, am I tired? You know what next.
So your own way of saying, I'm going to fuck you tonight or I'm going to drill you tonight is, I'm tired.
No. I'm going to fuck you tonight.
He's good at giving head, you know. Did you see that one?
Okay, the thing is, don't use the word fuck.
Oh, please.
Okay, the thing is, babe, I'm coming home to have sex. I'm coming home to... Yes, have sex. Because making love is different from having sex. Because I said, babes, I'm coming home to have sex. She knows that, okay, this guy just want to come home, have sex and sleep because he's tired. And because she's my wife, she understands me well. Because she knows that, yes, this guy has been depositing.
Depositing what? Cash or what? ATM?
No.
I don't understand.
No. Marriage is all about, you don't receive what you don't give. It's just simple logic.
Okay, hold on. Ireti, let me come to you.
Okay.
Because he's been showing himself. So let's bring him down. You know, his shoulders are like this.
Calm down.
Let's bring you down. So, okay. For women, do you think sex is a job for us?
Yeah, let me break it down using a scientific approach, right?
Okay.
For women, the truth is that we don't do more of rigorous activities when it comes to sex, right?
Okay.
Men do more of the physical exercise, right?
Some men.
Well, but yeah, I'm speaking based on, not like I'm supporting men right now.
You don't have a choice.
I'm just trying to break it down, okay. Right? So normally, it's just a physiological reaction, right, to sex. Men... It's just natural for men to sleep immediately after sex. It's natural for them to not want to cuddle, right? And the reason why it's that way is for women, like I mentioned earlier, they don't get to do anything rigorous during sex.
Okay.
And for every round of sex, it's not every round of sex that a woman orgasms from, right?
True.
You know that,
true.
Right? And you know, when you're orgasming, you tend to feel exhausted naturally.
Even as a woman.
Yeah, even as a woman, like
do you know the kind of energy?
I know.
You just drop.
Except if it's multiple orgasms. You're coming and you're not stopping that thing.
God,
and you're coming. And you're not squirting.
You just drop a cum load of orgasm. Of course, you feel exhausted. You would sleep, as in it's very normal.
Very sweet.
And the reason why this is that way is because, firstly,
like I said, I want to use a scientific approach to break it out properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
For women, there's this hormone that is called the oxytocin hormone. Yeah. The oxytocin hormone is released in high doses during intercourse, yeah, during sexual intercourse in the brain of a woman. Yeah. And this this hormone is also called
the bond hormone, love hormone.
So it's the same hormone that, you know, that is deposited during child delivery. So naturally, the woman craves intimacy. She wants to bond with her partner. And whereas for the guy, there's this hormone called prolactin hormone. Mm. There's also oxytocin hormone in men too. But the level of testosterone in men breaks down the oxytocin hormone rapidly. So they don't feel this empathy to want to bond with their partner. It's not like they're being, you know, it's not like they're being bad for doing that.
Or they're not emotional.
It's just a natural thing. Then also the prolactin hormone, that's the relaxing hormone.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're having sex, blood flows to the genitals, then it rushes out, you know, it causes you, by the time you ejaculate, blood is rushing out already. So that alone will make you feel relaxed. Right? You relax, you're in a relaxed mode, you want to sleep off, you just don't want to cuddle your partner. And you know, it can be so annoying.
It depends.
It is annoying at times. Like you want more, you want
at
more
times,
sex.
At times, it depends on your mood. At times you have sex and you want to cuddle and have more of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so we agree. You don't sleep every time.
Yeah, it's
but you sleep
time.
Most times.
Ah, or more. I would just I will just hear Bobo tooting on from my subconsciousness.
But you know the annoying thing? It's not like they sleep, The annoying thing is, they don't just sleep. They snore.
It's normal. It's natural.
It's very annoying. And let me tell you something. I think, we understand the fact that, I think women should actually understand these natural states.
Mm.
You know, it's a natural phenomenon for men to, you know, want to relax after sex, right? But, you know, like, it's now like an excuse to just want, you know, it's so bad that you just sleep off. It's annoying.
And you're even still talking to him or probably just saying, oh, thank you.
But you know, there are moments whereby even the woman, immediately after the sex,
No. That's when the guy is good. You know, he give up multiple orgasms.
Yes, now that's just
and the whole bed is wet.
Orgasms that. Oh my God.
High five.
That's the kind of orgasms that you would achieve and you just pass out. It's very normal.
It's very normal.
Right, but there's a timing to it. Right, like averagely 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You should be ready, you should be charged up again to, you know, want to go another round. Or even if you don't want to, you know, do another round like almost immediately, you should be able to reciprocate the cuddling, right?
With their snoring.
But you know,
with their snoring.
You can cuddle and sleep off now.
You won't even cuddle. There's a difference in when, you know, when you are done and then probably you try to hold her and say, oh, that was a great one and everything. Before you even say, okay, probably he goes off you or you go off him. By the time you say you want to lie down beside him to hold you, you're just saying, and you're like,
no, I'll
wake up. Wake up, Bawo.
You must wake up.
Now we have come to the realization that, you know, it's natural for men to sleep. Yeah. It's a natural inborn thing for them. But hey, I'm going to be going on a break. And when I come back, we are going to be talking more about this. How can we stop this? What can we do? And also, how do women handle it so we don't always get frustrated when they start to snore? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, I remain your one and only host, Soul Spice, the sexualist. If this is your first time of bumping into the show, of just finding out there's a show like this, this is The Sex Show. And on The Sex Show, all we do is help bring your fantasy to reality. We help talk about those things that you are scared of, you're afraid of, the things you feel you can't tell anyone. With Soul Spice, please be free to air it out. Yeah, there is no shame in sex. Sex is life and sex is fun. Tonight we are talking about why men find it hard to cuddle after sex and why they also slip off immediately after sex. So, Leko, I'm coming back to you. Why are you blushing?
Because you are coming back to me.
No, I'm not coming back to you that time. I am not coming back to you in that state.
You just said, Leko, I'm coming back to you.
No. You are a one round kind of man. So. Okay, 40 seconds kind of man, so we understand. Okay, so let's break it down. That's who does more work during sex?
Obviously, the guy.
Yeah. Ireti, who does more work?
I would say sometimes the guy, and sometimes...
You've said it all.
Just be realistic.
Just say it the way it is.
No, I didn't say the guy, right? Yeah. I just said sometimes. Because girls, as in ladies...
You know what?
If you meet ladies...
Let me say this. Okay.
What's the job that you do that you think is making you feel you do the work?
Because the thing is, as a guy, you want to make your woman feel like a woman.
Okay.
And you know that because this woman, you need to go extra mile to make her get to that level.
Okay.
It is very easy for the guy. For the guy, you can do this, is there. But the woman...
Because you, when they do you are there.
I'm there.
Some guy, if life sucks from this is more, the police will not stand.
That is them.
So what do you do at that point? Because a lot of women are going through this issue. You know, you are giving him blowjob, hand job, breast job, armpit job.
And the thing is like this.
And then it's not like it will not stand. It will stand, but not full. You know, it's not totally strong.
That means you should know that at that point, it has happened to me before. At that point, I might be thinking of one or two things. I might not be psychologically stable.
Okay.
At that point. So there are moments whereby you will do and do and do, but I'm not...
Bros, no already.
I'm not set because my mind is thinking other things. I'm thinking business. Okay, maybe I'm supposed to close a deal and the deal is not closing. And you are...
I want to close. You have the key to close.
You are trying to close or close something that is not closable. Or at times, maybe I'm tired. At times, maybe I just want to sleep.
Okay, so at times you want to sleep, but at times she wants to... You know, grind.
And most times, like I do tell my wife, I said, babe, if I'm at that level, you know what to do.
So what are you supposed to
take
do?
You should take control.
But there are some times that, okay, you are relaxed and you're like, take control.
Yeah.
And it's still not coming up.
Yeah.
You know now, you know this
you
thing.
Know.
It wants to come up.
Because the truth is, erectile dysfunction is normal. It's normal.
Yeah, it is normal.
But we just believe that, no, once it happens, once twice like this, I have a problem. No, you don't have a problem.
No, you don't have a problem.
It's just that when it's consistent.
You just need to understand your state at that point.
Yeah.
You need to understand your emotional state, your psychological state at that point.
Okay, so I'm still asking, what is that job you do that makes you feel, you know, you are doing the main job and get it, that is your state?
Okay. For your woman to call you a king, you must have done something.
I'm Oyo Banta.
To warrant that. I'm Oyo Banta. But Obale, for you to Obale, there is Oba of Agege, there is Oba of Oniru. So Oba Jobalo, you can't compare Oba Pe Cinema to Oba Elegushi. You know what I'm talking about. So for your woman to be able to call you a king, you should be able, you ought to have done some things for you to warrant that title. And me, what I do most times, I just tell my wife, oh babes, get ready.
Tonight.
I'm for you tonight.
It's fire.
And she said, she go, no, say, ah, no, this guy is set for me tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What I'm going to do, you will even stress yourself. Just
lie down there.
Yeah. Just lie down there.
Be in your own world.
And have fun.
Let me take
over your life.
Oh wow.
So at that point she's just there and I'm doing all the work. I'm doing all the caressing, all the
What's green?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
And Most times that I tell her that, babes, at times I want you to do the same thing to me. But I do first for her to learn, for her to see, for her to know that it goes beyond just coming and penetrating and coming out. No, sex is not that. So at that point, you might have sex, you might make love and not sleep. Because you are stable, everything is on point.
The day you sleep, you're not stable.
Eh?
The day you sleep, you're not stable.
The day you sleep, you just, like I said, maybe I come home tired and I want to have sex. Or maybe the two of us, we go out and we come back home tired. But before me, I can sleep. I want to have sex.
Okay, Ireti, what are those things that we do as women that makes us feel like we are doing so much in sex?
Yeah, sometimes, probably when you have to ride the guy. Like, you know, riding is exerting
energy. I heard they said it's not easy for women to ride.
I don't know about
it. There was a, excuse me, do I what?
Do you ride?
I was born to ride.
Hey!
You know what I mean? You know what? Riding is, I think you should. I don't know why some women find it hard to ride, but I think it should just come naturally. Just assume that you are riding a bicycle.
Bicycle rider.
Just assume that you are riding a bicycle. Like I always say too, you want to ride a guy, you're riding for your own pleasure.
Thank you, not for him.
Ride for your own pleasure. Enjoy.
Exactly, that's the word.
You know, there was something that's I posted on my page, and then the guy said that a woman will be saying, Jew me, fuck me, fuck me, Jew, go down, deeper, deeper. And then when he said for the woman to ride, they can't even last up to 10, you know, they can't even do all to 10 times, and then they are done.
I know couples are watching us right now.
Yeah.
And one thing that is paramount for most of us to know is that the moment you don't enjoy what you are doing, then it becomes mechanical. Then it will be as if you are doing it for the other person.
Yeah.
So anything you do at all, do it for yourself.
For you. Yeah.
If I'm giving my wife this, I'm giving her that angle, I'm giving her head, I'm doing this.
So if you're giving her head, are you doing it for her?
I'm enjoying it. Before she can enjoy it, I have to enjoy it first. So if I don't enjoy it, you won't enjoy it. Then it will just be as if, well, let me just do it. No. You don't just do it. You do it because you love to do it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Ireti, you already made mention of reason why men sleep after sex, the hormones, you know, prolactin and everything. So I want to believe a lot of women now understand that, okay, it's not like he doesn't love me or he just doesn't care. It's based on the fact that, oh, that's who he is naturally. That's what his body, you know, turns into, you know. It's more like he shuts down the moment he ejaculates, yeah? So what do we do as women? Because the truth about it, I don't know about you, yeah? I love being real, yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. Sometimes I get frustrated.
Yeah,
Because at that point, I feel, oh, I've had a nice time. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to hug me, to talk to me. Let's just small. And then you're saying you're talking. Or maybe you will not even know he's asleep because really it's not all men that snore.
Yeah.
And they are still talking, oh, I love you. And then you're waiting for a response.
You're waiting for a response.
It's not coming. You start to move. The hand is not moving. And you're like, yeah. And then you see that he's asleep.
Okay.
What do we do so as we don't get frustrated or we don't give in into anger?
Firstly, I'll advise that it's best for women to understand this natural state of men. It's just normal. It's natural. It took me a very long time to realize this.
Same with me.
I'm always getting angry.
Yeah.
And I'm always paranoid. Like, immediately after, I just want it again. So when you're like, just relax. I'm like, killing ship a boy now. You know? But you understand.
Yeah.
So the truth is that getting to do, you know, I researched, you know, asking guys, and I found out that like one out of like 30 men would want to reciprocate the cuddling immediately after sex, or would get charged up to want to, you know, keep sexing you. So what I'll say is understand that it's a natural state for men, and also
If you crave intimacy after sex, you can discuss with your partner.
Yeah.
You know, let him know that, oh, I enjoy cuddling. So what do we do to this? It's simple. Just initiate the cuddling. Put your head on his chest. It's only someone that does not have feelings for you that would probably push you away. So you can't tell me if you put your head on his chest, it would push you away. So put your head on his chest and, you know, just snuggle up. But I believe that in minutes, you can plan it, right?
Yeah.
You can plan it in the sense that make him understand that, okay, 5-10 minutes.
You and I know that before you even say, before you even come and say, oh, like stretch a little there, you can, for you to just, you know, lay well on his head. You just say, so where's the 5 minutes?
You wake him up now. No, me, I'll wake you up. Oh. You must wake up.
From today to tomorrow. At that point, they are gone.
No, you right. Outside the country. You will come back from where you've gone from.
Communication is key.
When you sleep, are you in the country or out of the country?
Just communicate.
I'm outside you.
you know what? Once he knows that, I believe that it's your partner, you communicate.
Yeah.
Once he knows that this is how you like it after sex,
he should
make it deliberate.
Yeah.
To want to,
word.
You know, do whatever you go want after mile. Sex to go extra mile. So if you can respect him enough to understand that it's a natural state for men, now you've given him like 5 to 10 minutes great, right? Then, you know, after that short period, you should be ready to, you know, want to go another round or just
Think another way to it is spooning. Yeah. So a lot of couples don't know what spooning is. Spooning is when you lay to your side, you know, lay to your side, and probably the woman is in front or behind, and then the man or any which way. Okay, let's assume Leko is in front. You know you. Let's assume my husband is in front, and I'm behind him. So I just lie beside him the same way he does his. If he's straight, I'm straight alongside. So my breast and my vagina is touching his bum and his back. You know, so spooning is when you just curve a little, hold yourself to sleep. So at that point, even when you like, you can snore from now to tomorrow morning. Kokomi, just hold me, make me feel.
Slide
it in. You know, if you like, I want to slide it in.
Slide it in.
Slide it in. It says, I don't know what they're sliding in. You know?
Slide it in.
Me, I don't slide anything.
DM slider.
I don't know what they're saying. These people can corrupt. Anyway, this time we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to be going deeper, drilling deeper, penetrating deeper, and fingering deeper on this topic to know what next we need to do as women and how men can also help us stay awake for a few seconds. Please don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, tonight we're also talking about why men find it hard to cuddle after sleep and why men, after sex, and why men do sleep off after sex. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so before I go on, it's okay for you to send your WhatsApp message. Please, let's stick to WhatsApp and text messages only for now. Yeah, the number is right there on the screen. Send your WhatsApp messages, ask your questions, send your own contribution. Please help me correct him for all the things he feels they do right. Women, I'm counting on you. It's our turn tonight. Yeah.
Bring it on.
So you're ready for us, Abby?
Bring it on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so let me ask. Yeah, Leko.
Yeah.
Do you think having sex outside the bedroom will stop the man from sleeping after sex?
Percentage-wise, maybe 50%. It depends. If I have sex in the sitting room on the road, you can sleep off after the sex and wake up later.
No, not do on the floor. Maybe kitchen, on the freezer.
On the freezer, I know you won't sleep.
So, women.
And there are times whereby
you sleep off on the freezer?
No. There are times whereby you have sex in the room.
Yeah.
And like me, I would stand up to go and clean up. So I hardly sleep off after sex.
Except
I have maybe my wife around me. I go down, set the old thing. That, okay, this time I don't want to stand up, go bathroom.
Mm.
I go just carry wife, clean up, and just sleep off.
So are we saying those men who don't wipe after sex, are we saying they're dirty men who sleep off? Because most of them, they're too tired to even stand up. And so they just sleep off.
Sometimes it depends on the level of enjoyment.
Mm. The
kind of enjoyment that you experience.
Want
to
be
a stand-up. Sleep off. It depends on where you do
you the, just cannot even the, try to carry
and,
yourself.
And I agree to the fact that the location to have sex to, like if you do it outside the bedroom, it can help. Like yeah. you might not sleep off, you might not necessarily sleep off if it's outside the bedroom.
Mm.
So I think it would be more fun to do it outside the bedroom. You know, you're on the bed, you've had sex on the bed, you can see what will make it, but you know, when you do it like in your sitting room or on the freezer, like you said.
Please unplug the freezer.
Make sure you unplug
the freezer.
Unplug the freezer. It. Or like on your kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
hold the sink. You know,
hold the sink.
Bend a little. And, you know, give it to him.
Like you want to ride a bicycle, then it comes from.
You too like
bicycle. And keep
it. Do you really ride bicycle in the morning?
Oh well, yeah.
Well, you like bicycle? Like?
I like it so much.
Okay, I want to take some message. This is, I have a girlfriend that likes demanding sex in bed. We can fuck from now till tomorrow morning and evening, and she still wants more. What do you think? Advise me.
Give her more.
Cocoa. Kill him.
The most important, the cocoa is understand your partner.
Yeah.
Understand, and she too needs to understand it because this thing is 50-50.
Yeah, okay, so we have this. Good evening. Loving this show. Wow. Wow to you. When you have a man that can handle your vagina for 1 hour stretch non-stop, even you, the woman, won't want his cuddle. You go sleep before you do. Some women do the work, especially when she's on top. The man still sleeps and not cuddle. Says we rating, but even when they do 1 hour, you will sleep off. Bros. You never jump.
Irritate, you won't sleep.
No. No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. When I orgasm, yes, of course I'll get tired.
So for 1 hour you won't.
But it's not like I'll sleep like.
For one hour you won't orgasm. No, but you can have say 1 hour without getting an orgasm.
Yes. If you're not eating the right place, you can go on and on and on.
That's
but
also
that eat the right place.
Yes, so you can actually do it for 5 minutes and she's gonna. Like,
yeah, so this person says, I'm following your program. Thank you for following. My wife is always wanting sex, and also she's never belleful. Should I be giving her?
Yes, give her.
Give her now.
Give her very well, please.
Give her well.
What is
up your game?
Just
up
keep
your game
giving
and
her
keep
anyhow,
giving.
Anywhere, any day, anytime.
Up your game, keep giving.
What is the job that you have collected?
But what I want to tell that guy,
yeah.
He needs to enjoy it. It's not all about.
Don't just give for giving sake.
Yeah, don't just give for giving sake.
Okay, so this person said, my wife don't come during lovemaking like other women. Please, what's the problem? Irritating.
Okay. Yeah, the truth is that majority of the women don't come via penetrating sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's mostly via clitoral stimulation and even maybe oral sex.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe she's one of the women that won't come via penetrative sex. It's not like you can't actually do it right to make her come via penetrative
sex. But most won't, yeah.
But you just, I feel you explore her body more. Explore her body more. And the woman too should, well, I don't like, it's not like I won't encourage you to. Sometimes self-pleasure could work. Right, because you get to know your own body,
yeah.
And you can communicate to your partner what works
true.
For you.
Yeah.
So, he should, you know, if she can engage in self pleasure to know what works for her, so she can communicate to her partner. And also, the man in question should take his time to properly explore her body to know the right places to, you know, she would come very well.
There you have it. Yeah. It's not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good evening, dear. You look beautiful this night with your long hair. Hey, Malam. I want to find that. I'm Raf. I like you. Let me not say I love you. I like you. I'm Raf. I really enjoy your show. My question is, as a result of a short video I watched, is it possible for a lady to get orgasm during sex or fingering while weighing on herself.
Mm-hmm. Is it we or
so squirting? I'm sure he's trying to talk about squirt.
Yeah.
Well, is it possible?
It's possible.
Where your finger?
You finger, you squirt, you almost.
Anything can happen.
Very, very possible.
Uncle Raf, insects, anything can happen. Good evening, loving the show. Wow. When you have a man, okay, I've read that, yeah. So this person says, what's the difference between having sex and making love? You talked about sex, love, and fucking.
Yeah, love making is different from having sex.
Oh, yeah, explain now.
Yeah, you can just rush home. I'm a wife, I'm very double.
No, but it's good to be real sometimes.
It's good to be real.
You can't really be very holy or calm every time.
Imagine.
Oh, babe, I just want to make love. Something like that. Babe.
I'm a wussy. Will be. As I.
Huh?
Or maybe she's set to go to work. Ah, okay, they will go. I'm going to say fine, bye.
Akora, she's scared. It's okay.
Early money.
Early money. Oh, bad God.
For the road.
Ah. So all those people would just come in their cars for going to work on time. Hey!
So that's sex. So love making is the one that you prepare, you set the pace, and that's love making.
Okay, so if he falls asleep after sex, as long as I've had a good time, I would tell him that that message didn't come in complete. Yeah. So someone says sex in the morning on weekends when I have nowhere to go. I'll fuck, cuddle, reload, and go again. Kilo day. Mm-hmm. These people are shooters. She said I will fuck, cuddle, reload, and go again. Hey, but sex at night on work days. It's almost natural that you sleep off immediately. Ooh, it's natural. You tell you sleep, there's no memory of sleeping. Yeah. The stress of the day's work will tell your brain to switch off, and the knowledge that you have to go to work the next day will keep the sleep switched on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that it works for some people, yeah. How can I get a woman to come? Okay, great show, but that's not our topic, so I'm not taking that here. Please, my wife seemed not to be interested in sex since we had our baby about 3 years ago. That's what should I do? I just got out of the room only for me to switch on the TV and I'm square and I saw the show. So let's help him.
Yeah.
So what should he do? Normally, I don't take question outside the topic, but hey, this seems like an emergency topic question. So what should he do?
He needs to understand that, yeah, the woman has been through a phase that she needs to get herself back emotionally.
Mm. But it's 3 years old.
3 years?
Yes.
3 years. I almost see a therapist.
She needs to see a therapist. Another thing is, most times women who give birth have low self-esteem for 3 years. You know, saggy boobs, stretch mark, weight loss.
Okay. Another thing is... like after delivery, I found out that some men,
yeah,
right, they don't understand that it's normal for a woman's body to change,
yeah,
after delivery, right? So it's possible she has a low self-esteem, yeah, like
and it's not helping.
So she's not just coming around. And on the other side, you want sex. So what are you doing to make her want sex, to make her desire sex with you? So we need to work on that too, even before seeing the therapist.
Okay, so please, you might want to do the work more, make her feel more loved, make her feel more appreciated, let her know that, you know what, I love this body, as in, I think I prefer your body now than before, self.
Yes.
All those things makes us feel so good, trust me. But you have to say with... sure mind, though.
Good intention.
Don't just say to make us and then we are doing something behind. Okay, so this person says, good evening. I want to know if it is a problem that needs medical attention to sleep immediately after sex.
No,
it's not a problem.
It's normal.
You are very perfect. Good evening, wonderful show. I have a girlfriend that doesn't love cuddling and I can't enjoy sex without cuddling. How do I handle her?
Marry her and teach her how to cuddle.
Simple. Please resolve that issue before I marry you. Make those now comfortable. Yeah, but the truth about it is, if you really look down or look back at her background, there's a connection somewhere to where she's coming from, why she doesn't like cuddling. So once you find out the problem, then it's going to be easy for you know, for you to talk her into cuddling. And then you might also want to teach her what it means to cuddle. Some people didn't just get that cuddle as a child. Nobody was there to hug them, you know. And so to them, it's like...
strange.
You know, so that's... So anyway, good evening. Please, before I marry, I've been doing like 2-3 rounds on the stretch. Where does that? But now, after I marry, just one round, I'm tired. Like, seriously... And I like to give my wife, like, say, tomorrow, no day.
Wow.
She do call me 1 minute in doing me.
Responsibility are certain. House rent.
You do 1 minute?
Financial pressure.
Don't you pay house rent?
I do.
Don't you pay school fees?
Well, I do 1 minute at times. It's so now depends on, if the 1 minute is. Because there was a time I had to ask my wife, babe, am I a 1 minute here? She said, no, you can. By me going, you want to shoot my room.
So the truth about it is, but one thing I don't like is the fact that she calls him a 1 minute man or 1 minute indomie. I think that's off. Except probably she's playing.
Maybe she's
because sometimes as a couple, there's nothing you cannot say.
Yeah.
When we are in that mood, so if that's a problem, you might want to take more time to do more of romance, you know, touching of the body than just penetration. And when you penetrate, don't get too into it. You know, some men once you just enter, guys. They've entered the land of
milk and honey.
And once they enter, like, let's go. And they put all their energy and that, So if that's it. So on this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come, I'm going to be more tired. And then I can start picking your calls. Don't go anywhere. Do stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. Tonight we're also talking about why men do sleep off after sex and why men don't like to cuddle after sex. I'm still taking WhatsApp messages and text messages only for this period. So we have someone said women are the problem causing men to sleep. They love sex but cry when they drill them hard. Look at the white people. Look at the white people do or... Okay. That didn't come in totally well. Yeah. So I'm sure he's trying to say, look at the white people. They love hard guys. That's what I can get from here. You guys are doing a good job. Lekun. Lekun, you are superb. They are deceiving you.
In the superb.
They are deceiving you.
A superb.
Good evening, lovely show. Would like to know... the medical minimum and maximum duration of sex.
Medical minimum and
what kind of sex? Is it penetrative sex? Sex is wide open. I want to believe he's talking about penetrative sex. I want to believe. So, 30 minutes.
How many 30
minutes.
13.
13.
Yeah.
For penetration. Average. That's medically normal.
Even
that is medically
minutes.
Long, but it's okay.
Yes, now.
Some
women cannot take 30 minutes.
No, some can. Some can even take
30 minutes.
Yeah. So like, this man said, it's my wife that moves away.
Doing bug and bug for 30 minutes.
So this one said, it's my wife that moves away. It's my wife that moves away immediately after sex. Even when I want to cuddle, she doesn't care about any cuddling. Most times, she would just want me to finish quickly and everything ends. So it's both ways. It's not just them. It's not just the men. Women too.
Yeah, some women too. They don't like to cuddle.
Yeah, I think sleeping after sex has much to do with age, because I remember I could do many rounds when I was younger and single. Now you are married and you have plenty things to think about, so you need rest.
Apart from that, I think sometimes too, it's a deliberate effort. I mean, it's deliberate.
Yeah.
Like, you allow all the... Yeah, we understand that you're married and you have financial pressure and other kinds of pressure, right?
Yeah.
But it becomes deliberate because you allow all those things to get to you, then it affects your sexual life.
Yeah.
So I think there are two different things. You can actually still... work it out on bed.
No, sex
and
is as important as food in marriage.
Okay, so I need to read this. I need to read this. And I want to be angry, but I still will not be angry. So this person said, I just had sex on the chair for a very long time. I remember I said during this show, no sex during my show. You people not even like the show has not, it's just halfway and you're already having sex on the chair. And this person said, I just had sex on the chair for a very long time and my legs are still shaking. Well done, sir.
Wow.
So men are good. I stay under the shower for 10 minutes, drop water, and I'm still not stable. What should I take? Just keep watching me to the end. There's no remedy. That's your punishment. For doing what I tell you should not do. But hey, the truth about it, but what do you think about her legs shaking?
She just needs to relax.
Relax, calm down.
She'll be grateful your leg is shaking. So people are,
Your leg shaking and you acting like you are convulsing. It's a good sign now.
Heavenly!
It's a good sign.
That's right.
You read it, yo.
Tell that man. He's telling
you. The guy has finished you. That's
like people said, he's a king.
He's a king, yo.
Question: my girlfriend gets tired easily while making love. What should I do?
Go and marry her.
Yeah.
When you marry her, she will tell her that. Bro, stop eating free food.
Exactly.
But sometimes it could be anything. It's not everyone that wants 30 minutes. Like Lekan said, it's not every woman that wants 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Even men, it's not every man that wants to do 30 minutes. They want to just do well and go. It's not everybody that will be like Ileti that will do 1 hour on the freezer. You guys have really helped my marriage. You guys have really helped my marriage and my sex. Okay. My and sex are enemy. I really understand. I'm happy to have the show. Well, thank you. Your message didn't come in well, so I just couldn't read well. I'm happy to have my marriage back because of this program. Really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Please send me a DM.
Nice one.
Send me a DM. And I'm very grateful to God that you have your marriage back. And I'm very sure now you will handle it with care. Like, you know, egg. Trust me. My wife always feels reluctant every time I want to have sex with her, but she always enjoys if she eventually agrees.
Probably she
was not in the mood.
There's some kind of women, they actually like it when it comes with a force. Not like with a force like force, yeah. Force like that. But they don't want to just really give in. They find it. It's like a turn on for them when you try to, you know, which I enjoy too sometimes like that, right? So there's some kind of women like that.
So okay. I'll toast you again.
And now, yes, now you should feel like that once in a while.
Okay, so I want to open the phone lines. Yeah, it's time for me to hear your voices. Yeah, handsome, tall, short, pretty, calm. But please, the moment I get to pick your call, I am begging. I'm sexually begging. Yeah, I'm romantically begging. I'm orgasmically begging. I'm sexifiedically begging.
Okay.
Please turn down the volume of a TV set so that we can have a smooth ride. You know, I don't like noise during sex. I just want to do and do and, you know. So this person says, good evening, my wife don't allow me make love to her again because I don't like sucking her. Ah, the button. What do you have to say about that?
Suck her now. Then another thing.
What if he doesn't like sucking?
He say the wife they suck.
Exactly. So where is she going?
Sucking,
BJ. And he doesn't want to suck her. So
okay, Uncle. So I'm asking, does she give you blowjob? Do you take blowjob? Please respond so that we know how we can get to answer your question. Because it won't be nice if it's a one-way thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure if both of you don't give, she might not really be angry. But hey, some women might still be angry if that's what really turns her on. I understand where she's coming from, and I also understand where you are coming from. Yeah. My husband loves sex too much. Please, what can I do? And he loves smoking and drinking. Please advise me. I'm young in marriage. How can I stop him?
Talk to him. Sit him down. Communicate.
So you think her sending message has not spoken to him?
No. Because you are the woman, and God has given you the capacity, God has given you the power to control a man. So all you need to do is just time day where we say the two of you, things they go on well. Mm. So just go back to that period and sit this guy down and talk to him. Okay. If the guy is not a mad person, he will listen to you.
Okay. Did you have anything to say about that?
For the sex part, I think she should be happy that she
he's not everybody that loves sex.
Well, but I feel it's a good thing. You should just dance to his rhythm. Then for the smoking and drinking part, just talk to him, like you
just
said.
Just talk to him.
Okay, so I'm going to say something here. You can't stop him. I need to understand that you can't stop someone from what they are not ready to stop. Okay, so it's more like you saying you want to change your husband. No, it's not going to work. So what needs to change here is you, your view. So how you want to accept or accommodate him, or how you want to speak to him for him to willingly change. Yeah. So if you think you can stop him, it might just get you frustrated when you want to stop. Especially if he's, I'm sure your husband is not 12 or 15. So he's been doing this for years. And then and like you said, they are young in marriage. So you can't just move in and want to change everything about him. Like, okay, you know what? Yeah, my husband now, so you cannot drink, you cannot smoke again. You know, it's not going to work. So what needs to change is your perception about it. And then, you know, he would also unconsciously change when you do. The time I was married to my wife, I used to have sex 3 times or more every day. But now it's only once a day. Once a day. So you have sex 3 to 5 days. And then you still want to complain. You know, it's what you do every day.
Oh, really, you can't do every day. That's the basic truth.
So I don't know. Communication. Still speak to her about it. I don't know how high your sex urges. Yeah, you might love sex. So it's still all about communication. Yeah. So calls are coming in. I trust you people. None of them waste time at all. Okay. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Good evening, bro.
Good evening. Okay, may I know where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Abuja.
Abuja, okay. Do you want to join the conversation or you want to ask a question?
Oh, well, I just want to say, okay. Oh, well, I want to join the conversation.
Okay. Okay, you have 1 minute.
You know, sex most times is needs to be enjoyed by both parties. So most of the time, when guy tries too hard when they're having sex, okay, and he's tired, you know, he tries to sleep. So naturally, guys do not like to cuddle. Okay, guys do not like to cuddle naturally. So, but most of the time, they don't have to give in. Okay. But after like maybe 30 minutes, the guy might just go to them, keep on my phone. So I also, if during sex, the girl comes, she will also sleep, because coming is, it takes a lot of energy to release them down. So I think that's why guys sleep on after sex.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. We really do appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, so we still have more messages here. Sleeping after sex by guys could be as a result of tiredness, but in a scenario where the girl comes, would definitely sleep off. Naturally, most men do not like to cuddle, so after sex, they just want to have a good sleep so they can be ready for the next day. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Okay, so I have to let you go. I'm sorry. Like I said, please. Too much noise during sex will turn you off, and the penis might just drop, and the vagina will go dry. Yeah? So please turn down the volume of your TV set. The moment will pick you up. Hello, good evening. Nice. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt. Okay. Do you want to join the conversation or you want to ask a question?
I want to ask a question.
Okay. So please go ahead.
I have a girlfriend who is not married yet. She's my girlfriend. And I hope it will be, she's my girlfriend and we are going to get married. But what I'm trying to say is that don't know how to write, and I really love writing. So what should I do? Because as a guy, I believe most guys like riding. Knowing the woman is on top of you, you enjoy it a lot, but she does not go off, she does not know how to do it, so what should I do? But you know, I have to get another girl to come and teach her all of
Why not? You can get so spice to teach her. So, send me a DM, join my class. I'm going to do a webinar with her one-on-one and I teach her how to ride like a pro. Simple.
Rider.
Yeah.
Rider still.
You know, still have to ride bicycle. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? Hello? Okay. So we lost that call. Yeah.
Irritated the rider.
So this says, hello, what do you think I can do? I like sex matching. Sex making. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Okay. Good evening. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from, please? From Kogi State. Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation? Okay. Do you have a question or want to join the conversation?
I have a question.
Okay, please, you have just 1 minute.
I'm calling in chat. I have a question.
He's listening to himself.
Okay, so we lost that call, yeah. So on this, I'm going to be going on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to be reading more messages and talking more with you guys at home. Don't go anywhere. Because I'm just going to get my orgasm and I will be right back. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And I want to say, when you're married, it's very simple. You need to study your partner very well. And especially for men, you have to control your emotions
to satisfy your partner. Because I myself, what I do is, I do for my partner. I don't do for myself. I always make sure I do so that my partner will enjoy. It's a cause I enjoy it as well. Especially some of us have very strong erection. Women don't enjoy sex with us at the beginning because they find it very painful. So until when we come, that's when they enjoy. So what you do is that you, when you're about to come, you relax. You don't put in your energy. So you come naturally and still have the gas energy to continue. And at that point, that is when your partner will enjoy it. So there are many ways. And also study your partner. Which side is he likes so much? By the time you are trying to get more, a bit tired, come to that side. Change. And when you change, you see that he's responding and that encourages you to go up. And it solves a lot of issues.
Okay.
So I don't have... because of this, I'm also don't normally do it in the first office.
Yeah.
So different side, different places, crazy places. And you discover that, you discover that in the kitchen, even in the bathroom, there's no one watching you. Wait, you discover that, you discover one two ways to
okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. So I hope everyone heard that, so he told you what to do, change positions, don't use all your energy at work, bring some home, so you have access to, you know. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Okay, so we lost that caller, yeah. Somebody said, my ex used to call me Adoni Bieni Larry. Leko, I didn't get that very well. Adoni Bieni Larin. Please think about it. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? You are turning me off.
Good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
You turned me down already.
Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the local government of Taraba State.
Taraba State, okay. So do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Steve is on.
Hello, I can still hear myself.
I want to ask you the question that I have.
Your TV is not off. Yeah, turn down the volume of your TV.
I have turned it down.
But I can still hear myself.
Are you now?
Okay, it's fine now. Okay so go ahead with your question.
I want to ask you a question. Please, the question that I want to ask.
Okay.
Please, I want to ask you. Yeah. After the menstruation period of a woman, which day would you need to have male child?
You said after a period of a woman, which day do you do what? Hello? You said after a woman's period, which day do you do what?
Which day will you meet your wife to have a male child?
You can meet her any day. You can even meet her during that period.
To have a male child.
Oh, okay. Lekon, you are the male child. Why are you laughing? Which day can he meet her to have a male child? Do you know someone sent me that message this afternoon too?
Yeah, my God.
Sorry, we can't help you because the truth is, it's whatever you put in her that she'll give you. So it is only when you insert a male child that she'll carry a male child. Yeah. So it's not about the day or the time. I know some people count it. I don't know how they do count it. Yeah. But I don't want to... Like, it's God that makes babies, yeah. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Yeah, good evening, mom.
Good evening, sir. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Hello, good evening.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
My name is Mr. Dave.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? I can hear myself. Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tango.
From where?
Hello, man.
Okay, so do you have a question or you want to join the conversation? Okay, so I'm sorry we had to let him go. The network was, you know, was messed up and all. Yeah, so let me go back to my... Okay. Okay. Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, may I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan, okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to join the conversation.
Okay, please go ahead. You have 1 minute. Hello, are you there? Oh no, we lost your voice. Like, we just lost her, yeah. The first woman to call. Okay, so let me read this one. It says, hello, what do you think I can do? I like sex, I have sex making, but my wife always stopped me and I start begging after one round. I don't want to have other girls outside. What should I do? Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, may I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Gombe.
From Gombe. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I have a question.
Okay, please go ahead. 1 minute.
Okay, when I'm making love to my husband, he comes like quickly. You know, I don't get to enjoy. So, and I'm like, I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, have you spoken to him about it?
Yeah, but then he gets angry and like, I don't know why I don't want to give him time to like relax and calm, you know.
Mm. Okay, all right. So keep watching. I'll have my guest answer your question. Thanks for calling anyways. So, Ireti, you're a woman, yeah. Your husband keeps coming quickly every time. What can she do? Now she has established the fact that he gets angry when she lays the complaint.
Sometimes I think for a guy to ejaculate quickly is probably excited. Let's not look at it from the fact that maybe he has a health issue or something.
Yeah, of course.
So just looking at it normally now, it's possible he's excited. He's just carried away with the old thing and he sees himself coming so quickly. So I think such couples should do more of foreplay. There's a way you can discuss it with him. Probably she talks to him when he's not in the mood, or the manner of approach tells to
communication level.
Yeah, the manner of approach tells. Probably she's not saying in the right way she should.
Okay, we have a caller. Sorry. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from, please?
From Worry.
From Worry? Worry? Hey!
I don't know.
Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to relax caller. That the woman should buy enough cucumber for the husband. Plenty for the husband.
Okay, thank you very much. You should buy plenty of cucumber for the husband. So probably he should eat it. Yeah, probably he should eat it. You know, well, yeah, all these things, for the first time. They all have health benefits.
Yeah.
Health.
Yeah.
So the truth about, I'm going to tell her this, one, your communication style might not go well with him.
Yeah.
And another thing you might want to do is sometimes these men get too excited. So you might want to be in charge. You might want to ride him. So when you are riding and you say, okay, or guy is changing the sound, or you follow the pattern of his breathing, it's changing. You might want to stop, do something else, and start all over for your own satisfaction.
Yeah.
Because some men, the moment they enter that land of promise, yeah,
Maracate.
Nothing else happens though. It's just they like one-way traffic. They don't care. If you stand on their road, they'll just clear you. You know, so you might also want to send me a DM and let's talk about, let me see how far you have gone with communication and what can be done as well. Yeah. Okay. Let's pick more calls and then we'll go into some more messages. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the section.
Hello, how are you?
I'm sexified, and you?
Fine.
Okay, may I know where you're calling from?
Calling from Adamawa.
From Adamawa. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
No, it's a question.
Okay, please go ahead. You have 1 minute.
At what stage will somebody stop sleeping with his wife when she's pregnant?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, sleep with your wife that is pregnant, okay?
When she's pregnant, at what stage will you stop thinking of
her? I didn't get that. Hello?
At what stage will you stop making love to her? At what stage will you stop making love to her?
Okay, at what time do you stop making love to her?
Okay,
all right, thanks for calling. I'll have my guest answer that.
Okay.
So, at what time do you stop making love?
Your wife is pregnant. In fact, make love to her till she enter the labor room.
Le baton.
That's the sweetest.
That's the best. And I hear that vagina is always tasting different.
That's the best time to have sex.
Honestly.
Are you sure your wife doesn't get pregnant every year?
No. But I enjoy sex more when my wife is pregnant.
And so we're making her pregnant now.
No.
Once she puts the bed,
No.
You need to enjoy yourself.
You use your head.
But that's mostly for men, right?
No, but for some women. I remember my first pregnancy, too. I was sex crazy. Like,
for some women,
I was sex crazy. First pregnancy. But second one, don't even come near.
But the first trimester is just give her a break. Just let her.
Yeah.
My first trimester.
Okay. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
What's up, Trim?
Oh, we have a woman. Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Calling from Kogi State.
Kogi State. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to join the conversation.
Please go ahead. You have 1 minute.
I really appreciate your program.
Thank you.
I like the topic that we are discussing is a really good one.
Thank you.
Like my husband, when we were dating, it was fun or treat. But at that time, when we got married, for him to call me the other sex is like a problem, just me first. And everyone out there, I keep complaining. This is the problem. You see, I'm tired, I'm tired. So we are sitting down together and he's watching me, so I'm happy. He's listening to the program now.
Thank you. At least I'm happy we've been able to solve that issue now. You know that it's not his fault. Yeah. Okay, so on this, I'm going to be taking a break. See, I'm already wet with all these calls, yeah? So I need to clean up. I've had my orgasm. Probably just do one more round, you know? I'm having a threesome. Do one round and probably squirt, clean up. I don't need you. We don't need men to get an orgasm, yeah? So I'm going to be going on a break. And when I come back, I'll make him come. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, I just had my orgasm and I did a little bit of squirting. Yeah, so I feel good. Yeah. But hey, don't worry, I'm not going to sleep up for you. Yeah, if you're just joining for the very first time, like, you know, there's only the first time to having sex, to kissing, to touching, to fingering, to smooshing, to penetration,
to licking.
To licking, hey, yes. The lickers of life. I want to say welcome to The Sex Show. This is The Sex Show, and I remain your one and only. The babe that was born to get laid. To he has said it. Anyway, tonight we're still talking about why men sleep off after sex and why men don't like to cuddle after sex for crying out loud. We just want you to touch us. Yeah? Women, if your husband sleeps off after sex, don't worry. Just put your head on his chest and hold his squirrel to sleep. Anchor that penis. Do you know what that means? When you anchor that penis, the day he goes out or does anything, once anybody touches that penis, his brain will just remember you. Don't worry. I'll do a video on anchoring. Don't worry. Very soon. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to be taking a few more messages. Yeah. This is a hello, so spice. My husband always makes sure I reach orgasm during sex. But once I do, I lose interest in continuing with sex. What can I do?
You need to set your mind to it.
Just your mind.
Put your mind to it. He has gotten you there. Take him there also.
I understand the fact that you don't want sex. So when you look at it, really, there's a background to why you don't like penetration. Okay. Send me a DM. There are questions I need to ask you so I can let you know what can be done. Yeah, it's not something I just answer. I don't start asking you questions. I don't know. Just send me a DM. Okay. I love sex, but I always have a quick ejaculation. I've taken a lot of agbo, manpower, but all is in vain. Sometimes I take alcohol, but still the same. Please, what can I do? Because it's really killing me.
Work on your mind.
I tell people, the more you take
exercise.
This
weight. Exercise.
So I don't know how much. He sounds like someone who has taken a lot. I don't know how much you have taken, but the more you take, the more you destroy yourself. Okay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to The Sex Show.
Hello, good evening. I'm happy to get on this night.
Yay!
I've caught seven.
So don't worry, you're going to have a great sex night tonight. So may I know where you're calling from?
Oh, you're calling from me, I normally call.
May I know where you're calling from, please?
Okay. Yeah, I said it's Dr. Prince from Ikozi.
Dr. Prince from Ikozi.
Dr. Prince! Doctor the doctor, okay. What are you been doctoring?
Okay. Somebody said I don't need any malaria.
Hey, please correct. Say it, please.
Oh,
is it not
the same? I don't need any malaria.
Yes, thank you. That's the Yoruba word. I don't need any malaria.
I don't eat like a goat meat.
Yeah.
I don't need any malaria.
I think I need to add that name to my title. Thank you very much, Doctor.
I don't need any Larry.
Abi, are you the ex? I used to call Adoni be any Larry. Be truthful, don't lie. Okay. So we're talking about the man who takes a lot of things. So please stop taking them. It's not going to help. Probably you want to go for therapy, see a doctor, and know what the problem is. The more you take, the more you destroy. I get quick ejaculation when having sex with my wife, and she's always complaining. I try so I can enter 5 minutes, but most times before 3 minutes, the problem is my wife don't like second round. and she wants to be satisfied with the first. What can I do? Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Sex Show. Good evening. Hello. Okay, so we lost that caller. So, Reti, what should he do?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Okay, so his issue is he comes very quickly. Okay. Yeah, so he tries to do 5 minutes, but sometimes, you know, he gets carried away. And then the wife still complains. So his mindset is, if I do this first when I come, we'll do second and I can satisfy you. But she doesn't even like second round.
You should learn to even understand your partner to start with. Mm-hmm. You need to understand
who you are dealing with.
Understand his sex life. Understand our sex life too. And also, people that, majority of the people that ejaculate so quick, I want to believe that they don't spend time doing foreplay. You know, you just want to rush to do something penetrative. Mm. So I'll suggest that take your time, do more of foreplay. Can it help you last longer? Mm.
Okay, there you have it. Take your time. I think, madam, too, you might also want to take charge.
Mm-hmm.
You want it, so do it, yeah, so that you know when to control. Sometimes we have to help this man learn the act of controlling.
Control, yeah.
So this person said, most times my wife just wants us to do as if we are having sex with my penis in between her thighs, close to her vagina, either in front or behind. Yeah. With she this, doesn't. Okay. With that, she closes her eyes and imagines she's having hot sex and gets crazy about it, but hardly wants any penetration. Sometimes she continues until she releases.
I'll call that could be a fetish.
Mm.
It could be a fetish. You know, fetish is a sexual fetish is when you have arousals from. It could be a non-sexual object, and it could be a part of your body. Right, so she loves it when he puts his dick in between her thighs and she closes her eyes and she orgasms. That's a fetish. That's our own fetish. So fetishes could be normal. Maybe
normal.
Yeah, it could be normal. Some are abnormal. So it doesn't. I think they should just talk about it. But I only have a problem with her in the sense that she doesn't want the main sex. She wants just that. So that's where the problem is. So I think they should talk about it and help her get out of it. Or even if he understands that that's a fetish, why doesn't she still want sex? Like, she should want sex.
She has a spiritual husband.
No, he's not.
No, it's just a fetish. That's just our own way of okay. Yeah. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Sex Show. Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from
Asaba.
Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I will be part of the conversation and I will ask the question.
But you have 1 minute for both, though.
Yes, for the thing that comes from Kofi, I said that her husband doesn't last.
Mm.
She should try something like a date. That new. She should start
dates.
Morning and
tiger.
Yes.
Tiger.
Okay.
Dates. And add tiger nut milk.
Okay.
Morning and evening. Mm. By the time she drinks this for 2-3 days, we will improve that together. Okay.
Mm.
I have one issue, all right, you understand, I have friends that are very good in it, I mean, the people, you understand, have two of them, you know, I have tried it several times, you know, before I could
Is she complaining?
He can't stand.
She's complaining, you know. She doesn't want to complain that much. She doesn't want me to see that the problem. But I know she wants it.
Okay, Okay, so what have you tried? Even though you know you don't like it, what else have you tried, you know, so as to satisfy her?
For normal penetration, I do very well for the normal penetration. But she wants this thoracic, she wants me to hit her and all that. I want to do it, but it's slow for me.
Okay, but do you take blowjob? Does she give you blowjob?
She does. It's not the fact that I ask her to do it. It's not a regular thing. But I know if I pay my own part and then do the other thing, I know she will give me blowjob more often.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
do you want blowjob more often?
So, she doesn't really, the only one. So, what I would advise is, you might, Irechi, do you have anything to say about it before I say anything? He doesn't kind of believe in oral sex. He has tried, but he feels it's not my thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she wants it. So what should he do?
If she wants it, I think he should just give it to her.
Give it to her.
But it's not easy. He has tried, but it's not working for him.
But she's not willing to, you know.
So it's not mutual anymore.
It should be a mutual thing between the two partners. So if one person desires it and the other person is not wanting to give it to the partner, it's best you reach a mutual agreement. Okay. So it's either you both decide that, okay, we will both do it or we would not. The moment one person does it and the other person secretly wants it, you know, that's how cheating and all of that starts. Yeah. So I think if she actually wants it, give it to her.
Thing is sacrificial.
Mm-hmm.
So you should learn to just
sacrifice.
Just sacrifice.
So another thing is, when you say oral sex, it doesn't have to be the tongue, it doesn't have to be the mouth. You can use the crown of your penis, your dick hair, to just rub her clit. You can use your finger. You know, all you need to do is give her all. What is You have never done it before.
Ah.
Just use the crown of your penis to rub her clit.
As you mentioned, that cup of the...
crown. Visible.
Oh, damn it.
You know, so you might want to try that and, you know, that's it. I don't know what is turning them on. Okay. So on this note, I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more calls and more WhatsApp and text messages. Don't go anywhere and don't have sex. Don't touch till I'm back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Tonight, we are still talking about why men actually sleep after sex, why men don't like to cuddle. Yeah, because whether you like it or not, women, not all do, yeah, most of us love it when, you know, we get to feel you, to touch you. You know, we just want to feel love. Like, when you are done, you still want to be like, oh, I'm still his, it's still mine. It's just the two of us against the world. And then inside the air, go down. Leko, why are you laughing? Is that not what you do?
I snore after I go sex.
So after bad sex, you don't snore?
I shall snore.
Yeah?
It's shy healthy.
It's healthy?
It's healthy.
Okay. So, Ireti, let me find out from you.
Okay.
It's a tough one, yeah? So there are women who don't even like cuddle. They want to be done with sex and like, don't touch me. Like, just stay away. Yeah. So what's your advice to those kind of men who are married to those kind of women?
Such women are rare then. But then, if you have such a partner, you talk to her too. The same way the woman would talk to the guy that she wants cuddling after sex. Mm. So you talk to her too. That I do not like the way you just set yourself aside after sex. So come closer. Or
what if she does not like it?
You initiate it too. You get close to her.
Room wasn't built in a day.
I want to believe that she can't still be as hard as the way a guy would just not want to come close to you.
Mm.
So you know, women are naturally cuddlers. So even if she's not one of the cuddling
kind of
set
person.
Of people,
yeah.
She will still, it can't be as bad as if you initiate the cuddling, she would push you away.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Okay, Lekan, so what would you advise to men whose wives don't like to cuddle? What can they do so they don't get frustrated? Because I know on our side, sometimes we get frustrated. So what
me,
can they do?
I love to cuddle.
We know. And here for what can you? I don't need any line.
Oh God.
I will not forget that word in my life.
I don't need any line.
Yeah, I love to cuddle. Yeah. Even after sex, even before sex, I love to cuddle. But my partner, my wife, doesn't like cuddling that much.
Ah, okay. Because, so you're talking about you, okay.
Because at the end of the day, that cuddling will lead to another thing.
That's true.
That is me.
It's all right.
And at I get that time, it. Maybe she just wants to sleep.
Omolomo.
And that's when she will say, oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
But because this thing is sacrificial, and I know that yes, this is my wife at this point, I just let her sleep. But okay. I tell her that we were go to love each other to buy.
At this I say, Le kissing. I don't even lie.
One time. You can say that again.
Well, I'm still the holiest of all amongst them. Yeah. I don't do sex. I don't have sex. Yeah. I just talk about it. Yeah. I don't know what sex is. Please explain what sex is to me. But anyway, we are gradually creeping to the end of the show. For those, the madam whose leg is shaking. Is this shaking? Or you are better now? Because I warned you, people don't know that I'm a prophetess. I said, maybe you don't have said during my show. Eh?
Maybe she's doing another round.
Yeah, no, that
was maybe she's doing another one.
This time around, you're not even stand up. Tomorrow morning, I pity you. That's how it's going to be. Yeah. Okay. So to round up everything, Iriti, I want you to tell women out there one thing you have learned in marriage about cuddling and not cuddling and sleeping and not sleeping. You know, how were you able to move from that point of frustration to a peaceful wife now, even though he sleeps off sometimes?
Yeah, what I would advise is, you know, yeah, it was frustrating in the beginning, but I did my own research and I found out that it's just a common thing with men. And also, if you study further on this, you would understand that it's just a natural state for men. So just accept them the way they are and talk through it. Just discuss with him, tell him you want, this is how you want to be cuddled. And if he's not the type that really doesn't want cuddling, just accept it that way and you initiate the cuddling. That's all.
So what would your last word to those watching you at home?
My last word, just understand your partner and please give him good sex.
Holy! Okay. I don't need any lines. So what would be your own last word in, and also a little bit of summary of, you know, how you were able to deal with the fact that your wife just doesn't like, call, not because she doesn't like, but because she doesn't trust you for a second round. But then you don't.
Okay, the thing is, communicate more with your partner, understand your partner more, and because this thing is sacrificial, know that there are moments whereby you just have to sacrifice. There are moments whereby you just have to let go. It's not a do or die thing. You are doing it today, you will come back and do it tomorrow. She's not going anywhere. So that's just it. And my last word, communicate more. Communication is key in every relationship. Talk to your partner. Talk how you want it. Talk how you love sex. Talk how you want to be cuddled. Because she loves you, she will cuddle you. Because you love her, you will cuddle her. So it's 50-50, it's give and take.
Yep.
So that's just it.
Yep.
Okay, there you have it from both guests. And I want to say one thing. Communication doesn't really have to be the talking. Sometimes you have to act it out. Sometimes you have to teach them.
Exactly.
Sometimes it could be your emotions, your movement. It could be your body language. Emotions. All this comes in with the word communication. Yeah.
Communication.
For those who love to cuddle, please enjoy while it lasts. Enjoy it whilst you're still alive. Cuddle as whether he's sleeping or not, auntie. Still hold him. Mm-hmm. Put your head on his chest. It doesn't really matter whether, if he's not touching you, carry his hand. I know I love to do that. If my husband is sleeping, I put his hand around myself and deceive myself that he's holding me. I don't hold around me. You know, because it goes down to the fact that you tell your body, you tell your mind, your soul, and your conscience what you want your body to feel. So on this, I'm going to say, do have a fantastic night. Hey, it's time to get down. It's time to drill. It's time to screw. It's time to penetrate. It's time to finger, suck, whatever it is you want to do. Smoosh, you know, grab any which way. Yeah. It's time to have sex. Do have a sex filled night. Love you all. Till I see you next week, Tuesday. And I say, bye for now. Awa wa ye, awa doni, bieni lari. See you next week.